Proclamation number 5765 of 9th of September, 1953. Talents. Pound. Responsibility. Light beings. In the spiritual world, a busy activity is dedicated to the inhabitants of Earth, for the beings of light recognize people's state of distress in the last days before the end, and they intervene to help where only their help is possible through the human being's will. During this time, many beings of light also descended to Earth in order to be able to carry out the work of help in a fleshly shell. But also countless beings of light are constantly in contact with Earth and its inhabitants, and thus work together on the redemption of the erring souls before the end. However, the influence of all beings of light, whether spiritually or embodied as a human being, will only ever affect people's spiritual life, their spiritual development. Thus a being of light can only be active in a spiritual mission on Earth, for it took on this task with full will when it declared itself willing to be conceived on this Earth, and since the human being now lacks recollection, it is always and constantly guided by the beings of the spiritual kingdom, and the human being in it is prepared for this task. For it offers no resistance to the spiritual influence, it willingly allows itself to be guided and now also fulfills its mission which it has accepted. Such a person is therefore in a certain respect capable of doing this. He has qualities and gifts which make him suitable for this task. His soul has the spiritual maturity and also the talent to recognize and grasp everything more easily. It therefore has talents, and consequently also a great responsibility to make proper use of these talents. And its task consists precisely in awakening its own talents in its fellow human beings. But what a person cannot show by himself, he can acquire if he receives the right guidance. Every person is able to request the Spirit from God if he is made aware of the fact that God gives him his Spirit. Every person can request enlightenment through the Spirit if God is presented to him from a called side such that he recognizes him as a God of love who always fulfills such a request. What a person does not do by himself because he does not know it, he can do if he is properly instructed about it. So he can also increase his few talents if he wants to. But this will is free. He can leave his talents undeveloped, he cannot use them at all, and he can train them indefinitely. If only he sticks to what he is advised by those who have experience in this. These, however, do not demand anything impossible, for they first indicate the certain effective means to practice love, because then the human being will inevitably come into possession of strength, and because this strength is from God, it must have a constructive effect. Every person can practice love, consequently also develop his talents, and whether he does so and to what extent, God will judge him according to his talents. According to the pound he was given, so that he may increase it, which is possible for every person if he does not close his mind to the suggestions and instructions of those who receive the ministry from above, who voluntarily accepted it in the knowledge of the spiritual darkness on earth, which constantly increases the closer it gets to the end. Amen.